Did I come in 18? Come right there. Isn't that a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, on that lumber statue?
Yes.
No, that's just a lumber place that ain't buy lumber, you see, from all these sawmills. That's another thing we find a lot around. Yeah, we find sawmills now. I don't know how many of them is dozens of them, I guess, men in sawmill business. They got their crew. They go out there and buy tractor timber. And then they set that sawmill, portable sawmill, and they set them down, you see, and they cut that track. And then they haul, and that's where they sell it to these people, yeah, that you see. Stagnant, yeah. And they take it, haul it off, you know, load it on these cars, ship it off to different places, you see.
They've got some things stacked up.
Yeah, there is.
The highway, and I thought
that's they're drying it.
Cross ties, yeah. There.
That's poplar and stuff they're drying right there, stacking up on the street. And they think, well, those people are just buyers of this lumber. You see, we got several of those. We got one on the 64 going out here. We got one or two of them going out 18, going south. Grand Junction around that buys this lumber. You see, now these are sawmills. I got one right out here, right down, not too far down the road here, where they cut that. They cut these cross ties. Make cross ties, and then they also make lumber. All sizes of lumber, you see. And they haul it in, they load after they cut it at the sawmill, and they load on these trucks, and they haul it to these places, and they sell it to these folks. And they stack it, cure it up, and then load on cars, ship it to these different places.
Most of that is oak?
Oak, most of it is oak, I see.
Did you ever hear a buttonwood or buttonball tree?
Buttonball. I've heard of them, but I haven't seen it.
Is that the same as a sycamore?
I don't know if it's that same as a sycamore. I'm not too familiar with that tree.
And another word for magnolia. Did you ever hear a magnolia tree called a cucumber tree, or is that something else?
I never heard of it. Now, we got a magnolia tree sitting right here.
I wondered if...
I never heard that phrase.
It must not be used.
Yeah, it could be, but I never heard it.
And poisonous vines around...
None of them that poison ivy, you know. That's about the only thing I know around here that's poison.
And how about a bush that's poisonous?
Bush.
It turns red. Some call it sumac shumac.
No, not that. It might be some around, but I don't know of any.
And did you ever hear of any other bushes around that would be poisonous, say, to cattle? Cattle shouldn't eat.
I don't know of any. In fact, of all the, you know, books and all the literature that's been that's given out by the experiment station, I don't know of any that list any poisons or anything. And I have a foreman out of cattle, and I don't know anything poisons. Not around here, but I know it's plants that. I don't know of any around here.
You have rhododendron here, flower rhododendron or mountain laurel or something like that?
No, I did not know.
And how about the bugs that you've got around this area? What bugs sting and what do you, you call them? Especially ones that farmers might have had trouble with in the old days.
Well, that'll...